The Bible is now available in modern Yupik after nearly half a century of work put in by fluent Yupik speakers in the Bethel region and the American Bible Society. KYUK's Charles Enoch spoke to elders who were involved with the project.
Psalms 119, verse 105. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path.
That was Bethel Elder Elsie Jimmy, or Ingi Chak in Yupik. For the past 6 years, she was part of the team that completed the conversion of the Holy Bible, or Tangilrit Igat, into the newer and much easier to read Yupik orthography that was developed by linguist Stephen Jacobson in the 1980s. Jacobson's Yupik textbooks and dictionaries are in use in the Lower Kuskokwim School District schools that teach the Yupik language to their students. That was a primary motivator for the elders, says Moravian pastor Jones Annever of Guigilnguk.
We wanted the youngest of our generation to be able to read and fully appreciate the Holy Bible.
Annever says the first missionaries translated just the New Testament into an early form of Yupik writing that had no guidelines other than how it would sound using English writing rules, and they never translated the Old Testament, so the team translated the Old Testament into Yupik based off of the Revised Standard Version of the Bible, and they rewrote the New Testament using modern Yupik orthography. Jimmy says the early translations took more learning to read.
My father taught me to read the Bible's early Yupik translations after I learned English. In my experience, the new orthography is much easier to use and learn.
Jimmy also says before the new Bible was available, when going to church events in other villages, she used to bring an English Bible along with her Yupik one for reference in case she had trouble understanding the old one, which was often the case for those who relied on the first translations. According to a letter to the Delta Discovery by the late Reverend Peter Green, who passed away earlier this year, the project started in 1971 with Pastors Teddy Brink and Peter Andrews under the guidance of the American Bible Society. The American Bible Society did not respond to inquiries at the time the story was written. Jimmy says some elders who participated passed away, leaving their work unfinished.
When people pass away, we would keep their translations and others would rise to continue the work. Most recently, Peter Green, Jones Annever, Jacob Nelson, and myself made the last push to finish the project.
Green and Nelson passed away this year. Jimmy says wherever they are, they and many others who helped can now rest assured with their goals achieved.
An elderly man who couldn't read or write called me sometime after the project was completed. He was very happy the Bible was converted into the modern Yupik style because his grandchildren now fluently read and teach the Old Testament to him.
The new Yupik Bible was celebrated at the Bethel Moravian Church last October, and it is sold at the Moravian Bookstore in Bethel. KYUK contacted the Bethel Moravian Church for information, but they declined to interview. In Bethel, I'm Charles Enoch.